you know, get back to those. Just in summary, Mr. Rogosta wrote an opinion for the city of Warwick disagreeing with the arbitrator's ruling. Now he came before us a few weeks ago and said that his opinion wasn't worth the paper that it was written on. And I understand that that's a flip side, okay? So I understand that it must be difficult to flip like that, 180 degrees. But it is what it is. That's what he wrote. And as far as this fear, okay, this fear that we may lose, the fear was pointed out to us in September that what we have today for current employees and current retirees will bankrupt the city. And I don't know what the definition of insolvency is, but if your debts are $850 million, almost a billion, and your assets are around $160 million, I'd say you're pretty much there. You're pretty much there. And any judge looking at that, in my opinion, would analogize, and especially this Supreme Court, would analogize to the Providence and the Cranston cases, where there was a fiscal emergency. We can call it whatever you want, but three, four times, when you have debt that's three or four times your amount of assets, yeah, it's a fiscal emergency. And when I sit down and I look at the decisions that this council went through this past summer, where we had kids picketing City Hall because they didn't have enough money to, the school department didn't have enough money for after-school sports, after-school programs. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to, when we, this, these contracts come before us, 80% of our ability to change things are done when we ratify contracts. There's 20% left when it comes before us in May or June. So when you lock in deals like this, and you say to the school department, kids, you know, this is what we gave them because we couldn't give anymore because of contractual obligations, the first ones that get cut are the kids. The first ones that suffer are the people that get the tax bill, that because we're creating commissions to alleviate burdens on the people that got tax bills last year. And we seem to forget this. We seem to be in one realm one minute, and if it's convenient, to be in the other realm. No, it's all together. These issues aren't isolated. They're together. And when you look at the qualifications that we talk about these individuals that gave us reports on whether we're going to win or we're going to lose in arbitration. I mean, Mr. Harrington, before he quit, had over 40 years of experience in interest arbitration. And he wrote many of the contracts that the firefighters that come before us today, many of the same provisions. And he listed for us all the things he was concerned about. And so did Mr. Conley. We're going to say that Mr. Conley's qualifications aren't good enough? Of course not. At the end of the day, it's you can pass contracts that someone can say, oh, well, maybe we'll lose in arbitration. The determining factor for any city or town is what's affordable. And that was laid out in March when the mayor gave his State of the City address. And he said what he was left over with. And I would agree with that. I would agree with the crisis that we were left with, that is an issue that we need to overcome. To know that what we pass tonight is going to repeat history on this council, 2012, 2015. And I remember talking to Mr. Rogosta this spring, where he said, hey, you folks should have been given the whole contract. It should have been underlined. The new provision should have been put in there. And I give credit to the administration. They did that, Mr. Augusta. They listened to you, and I appreciate it, because we didn't get that from the previous administration. We didn't get the full contract. The point is that because we didn't get those contracts, because we didn't know those provisions, we had grievances filed. Now, we're all in agreement that this contract isn't correct, that there's provisions in these this contract that needs to be changed. Yet, we deserve to repeat the history and the mistakes of the past. Because just because the gentlemen that are running the union today are not going to be the ones that are running it 3, 4, 5 years from now. And everybody can have a different interpretation. It's what it's in the border of the contract that counts. And this issue about healthcare, 2% is good for new employees. It doesn't address what the actuaries told us, which is current and retired employees. That's where the issue is. That's what's going to bankrupt this city. And to talk about 2% solving the problems when the city isn't obligated to put anything else in other than what the employees get, which we may see 25 or 30 years down the road, that's not addressing those issues, and that's not being honest with anybody in this room. I mean, when you vote on these contracts, you expect to get what we tell you you're going to get. Yet everybody in this room knows that they're not going to get that because the actuaries told us they're not going to get it unless we fix the benefit structure. So what do? We kick the can down the road again. We're going to pass a contract that has provisions that we all agree are wrong, that have financial implications, that even the administration agrees we need to correct. For what purpose? So that we can rush through this? I mean, if a majority of this council wants this contract, that's fine. But at least pass the provisions that everybody intended to be in there at a bare minimum. And think about what we're doing when we come back in May. What are we going to say to the kids when we're talking about building a new high school? No? Or the fields? Over the last, in 1980, 1990, 2000, 2010, four new fire departments, four new fire buildings, firehouses, no new schools. I mean, that's the next generation that you want to come back here. So, what, at the end of the day, the OPEB costs right now for healthcare are over $400 million. This contract does nothing to address those. Absolutely nothing, even with the 2%. The sick days that we went through are now again clouded by written and numerical errors in the contract. A provision that says this contract comes before the ordinances of the city of Warwick. Talk about management rights. Talk about management rights. We can't pass ordinances that are inconsistent with this contract. Talk about giving away management rights. You can't even correct it if you pass an ordinance later on. Right now, there are ordinances on this book regarding healthcare and pensions that if we pass this contract, haven't been amended and are going to be inconsistent. We need to make sure that what we pass, we understand, is not going to prevent us from doing things in the future. In particular, as Councilman Corley said, the recent Supreme Court decision that came down that says that one of the firefighters who happened to smoke a lot claimed that there was a presumption that he had cancer as a result of his job duties. And that firefighter admitted that he smoked all the time. And the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, there's no such presumption that cancer is caused by your job. Well, in this contract, we'll give that away too. We'll assume that if you're smoking, it was caused by your job and not the fact that you were smoking, okay? So these presumptions that jobs instead of the environment, when the air quality in Rhode Island is an E, an E, Kent County is an E, okay, is somehow related to the city, that the taxpayers have to absorb, that if somebody gets cancer, it's our fault when the air quality is like it is. We saw what it's around the airport. So there are numerous issues that need to be corrected one way or the other. But I don't think that burden or those burdens represent what's fair and equitable to everybody in this room, especially when you know it's not going to come to fruition. Councilman Lattisaw, you had asked for a fiscal note on the issue of OPEB, correct?
Mr. President, I would like to also state for the record, based upon the Warwick Code of Ordinances, Section 30-6, it says, fiscal notes shall, whenever possible, cite effect in dollar amounts for the current fiscal year and estimates for the next two succeeding fiscal years. In the event that the fiscal effect commences or increases after this period, which is exactly what's happening here, on such additional costs shall be required. That's the basis for my fiscal note. We haven't gotten the answers, and I am requesting a fiscal note based upon section 30-6.
So I call for a point of order.
I understand that. I'm just going to defer to the city council solicitor for an interpretation of what that fiscal ordinance means and the language that Councilman Lattisaw had said.
If I could just have a moment to pull it up.
Sure.
I have a copy of it.
So at the risk of really just repeating for the record that section of the ordinance that was just written to the record by Councilman Lattisaw, it read it correctly. It's that the fiscal note, this is 30-6, identifying the contents of the fiscal note, provides that wherever possible, it should cite the effect in dollar amounts for the current fiscal year and estimates for the next two succeeding fiscal years. Goes on to say, as read by Councilman Lattisaw, in the event that the fiscal effect commences or increases after that period, comments on such additional costs shall be required. So there's an existing fiscal note that is the issue raised by Council Addis, who's directed to the chair.
Okay.
So it's for the chair to determine as a point of order whether the existing fiscal note meets the requirements of that section.
Okay. Mr. Sinapi.
So depending on the ruling of the chair, I'm going to invoke Rule 1 of our rules.
Okay. I just restate that. Okay, if you could restate that, what you said. Councilman.
Depending on the ruling of the chair, I'm going to invoke Rule 1 of the City Council rules.
So, Mr. Sinapi, before I rule on that, is it your opinion that the fiscal note that's currently before us that states that we shall have a fiscal impact on the costs of this contract, which go out, which we'll realize 25 to 30 years from now, is inaccurate in any way?
So I rely on the representations made by the Director of Finance and also on the plain language of the ordinances, which say for those future costs, there shall be comment. And there was comment both in the fiscal note and in the testimony you heard about OPEB costs to the extent plausible, given that none of it is really a sum certain. It's all based on speculation because these costs do not yet exist. It's not possible to have sum certains with things that are figments.
So you're saying that you can't project a three-year cost or anything beyond 3 years?
I'm not saying that. I said I rely on whatever the Director of Finance said, and I'm also saying that the ordinance requires comment on those future costs, not sum certains to the extent requested here tonight.
So it says comments on such additional cost shall be required.
And those comments were included in the fiscal note.
And what were those comments regarding 25 years out? What was the savings? What were the costs?
I believe, according to the finance director, it was something along the lines of the 27 to 30% of savings.
Yeah, well, that's the savings. This says costs.
Right, and again, that's in regards to something that's a figment right now.
That's what? A figment?
Speculation, non-existent, so because these people don't exist yet.
My question, Mr. Sinapi, is if you're going to calculate a 27 to 30% savings, at some point you had to be at 100. Can one of these people over here tell me what the 100 was?
You'd have to ask them.
Can anybody tell me what the 100 was? I mean, it's great to say you got a 27 to 30% savings, but you have to be able to say what the 100 is. You can't say that that's a figment. So that's what I was asking. What was the cost that they were using to figure out the dollar value of that 100% before they deducted 30%?
Fundamentally speaking, I'm no mathematician, but you don't actually need to know the sum certain to figure out what a savings would be if you're going by contributions made when you do know that, which is 2%. Just throwing it out there. And
so
either
this
way,
says,
like a ruling by
this,
the
this says costs. All right, guys. This says costs, what the costs are, not what the savings are. That's what the ordinance says. What are the costs?
I request a ruling by the chair on the point of order.
What's that?
I request a ruling by the chair on the point of order that the
So you don't
want
to engage in a colloquy about what
I'm
the costs are.
I'm not a mathematician. You should ask the people
who
are more skilled than that.
Well, why doesn't somebody from the administration get up and tell us?
It's not my job. Ask them.
So is there anybody here from the administration that can tell us what the costs are?
Mr. President,
yes.
I think we've asked that ad nauseum,
okay.
And there is no answers.
Very good. Very good. So I need to make a ruling first, then your motion, okay? So my ruling is that it doesn't comply with the fiscal note that's required in an ordinance regarding costs. So that's my ruling.
So I appeal.
Now you can make your motion.
I appeal the ruling of the chair and call for a vote to be taken.
Okay, so that's second.
Can on a fiscal note.
On what?
I don't believe that can be done on a fiscal note.
It's on the point of order, not on the fiscal note.
It's on the point of order.
I should revise it.
So I'm going to defer to the city council solicitor so we're all on the same page. If you could
So both the rule one of the council rules, which is consistent with Robert's rules of order, provide that, as you just did, that the chair rules. Any member of the body can call the chair through appeal, as Council Sinapi has. Doesn't need to be second. In that event, the appeal is submitted to a vote of the body, and the body's majority vote will become the rule for the body.
Thank you. So, Mr. Sinapi, you made the motion. Councilman McAllister has seconded, and Councilwoman Travis. Is there any, and Councilman McElroy and Howe. Is there any discussion on this? Go ahead, Councilman.
Just one additional quip. As far as the savings versus cost debate, if you're saying you're going to have a savings of 27 to 30% on a cost, you are actually commenting on the cost by definition. Although I don't think there's any reason to quibble over this because fundamentally, based on the how it looks, I'd rather see the vote outcome.
At the end of the day, Councilman, they pay their taxes based on costs, not percentages.
Right, and they also know, because we've debated it ad nauseum, that they get a savings under this contract, and the alternative is to gamble with their money, which is a violation of fiduciary duty. Well,
So we've had the motion made, we've had it seconded. A yes vote, and you made it in your questioning. I just want to make sure that I'll have you phrase the question and then for the council to answer on what a yes or a no vote is.
So the proper question before the body upon appeal from a member is, shall the ruling of the chair be sustained under Robert's Rules of Order? So a yes vote means that the ruling of the chair is sustained, meaning that your ruling, they essentially accept your ruling. A no vote means ruling of the chair is not sustained. So it's almost, I understand that, it almost seems the inverse of Councilor Snappy's question, but if you're following Robert's Rules of Order, the question upon an appeal is, shall the ruling of the chair be sustained?
Thank you. So no other comments. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Mahler?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr.
No.
Mr.
Lester?
Yes.
Mr. Ballester?
No.
Mr. Davenport?
No.
Mr.
Ritter?
Yes.
Mr.
Sinani? No.
Ms. Trapp?
No.
So we are back to the issue that was before us, and Councilwoman Travis, you have okay. There's a motion to move the question, seconded by Mr. McAllister, Mr. Howe, Mr. McElroy. So a yes is to we have to vote on that.
Yes. Yeah, so on a motion of a previous question, or to move the question has been seconded, so that now becomes the primary vote, not the pending question on the ratifications. You need to vote on that first. A yes to move the question means that debate is essentially ends debate.
Okay.
And then that requires the body to immediately vote on the principal question, which is the ratification of the contract.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions on that? So a yes is to end debate, a no is not to end debate. Okay, if there's no questions, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Mahler? No.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr.
McElroy? Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
No.
Mr. Sinatra?
Yes.
Ms. Trapp?
Yes.
Okay, so we've moved it. Is there any comment on the matters? I know it's been moved, so I guess we just go right into the vote. A yes is to approve the contract, a no is to not approve the contract, and the clerk will call the roll. Sorry. Okay. No.
Mr. Corley?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
No.
Mr.
McAllister? Yes.
Mr.
McElroy? Yes.
No.
Mr. Sinatra?
Yes.
Mr. Trapp?
Yes.
Five yeses. Five yeses, four noes. It stands approved. You want to take it? You want to take a 5-minute recess? Steve, you want? All right, the next item on the agenda is Okay. Yeah. You're going to hold on for the clerk. You ready? Okay. So, the next item on the agenda is the consent calendar. It's PCR 192-19, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman. Number
one. All set?
Yes.
Committee recommends favorable action. On that item. We're gonna start with just what we had tonight, right?
We got two consent calendars. So we're gonna do today's first or last meeting first? December 16th docket is the first one before us for finance.
Okay, I don't have that. I need yours. I don't have it.
Mr. President, for clarity,
yes.
You said December 16th is the first?
Yes.
Before us? Thank you.
Yes. Did you want to read those?
I'm waiting for copies from
okay.
Council. I don't have those copies. All right. Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 192-19 from December 16th.
Okay, and if you could...
First item, 2020...
It's already been moved and seconded, so yes.
2020-203, fire sprinkler inspections and or repairs. Favorable action.
Go ahead, Councilman.
Item 2, 2020-203B, fire sprinkler system inspections and or repairs, favorable action. 2020-224, various replacement auto parts, favorable action. What was 2020-229 ammunition has become PCR 194-19. And it was to amend.
To amend, okay. Is there any questions on the consent calendar that's been moved and seconded? There were items, just to clarify, that were removed. Very good. Is there anything else on the consent calendar from December 16th? No? What's that? So we're going to vote on this consent calendar. Is there any questions? If not, a yes is to approve the consent calendar, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Consent calendar stands passed from December 16th. The item that was removed was PCR 194-19.
That's correct.
Which is is 2020-229 ammunition.
Yes.
And that there was a committee recommendation for that item. What's the recommendation?
It was favorable action with an amendment.
Okay. For action, Councilman, if you could move that.
Move favorable action on PCR 194-19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion?
The amendment was to assign this to the vendor Eagle Point.
So that is your amendment. Is there a second from Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe? So it's been moved and seconded to change the award to Eagle Point. Is there any discussion on that? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve the amendment. Yes.
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 The amendment stands approved. If you want to move it as amended, Councilman. You want to move it as amended?
I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this as amended? If not, a yes is to approve PCR 194-19 as amended, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 It stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1-20, resolution relative to bids for January 6, 2019. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
Fraction, Councilman Lattiso.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 1-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion or on these items that was not had during the finance committee? Any questions? Okay, yes is to approve.
Do you want to take each one individually?
Sure.
2016-231, State of Rhode Island Lamps, favorable action. 2016-268, Internet-based system for police, favorable action. 2018-251, consulting services for Bucky Brook, favorable action. 2020-109, traffic, street, and pole lights, favorable action. 2020-223A, favorable action. 2020-223B, purchase various tires, favorable action. 2020-225 has become PCR 3-20. 2020-230, frames, grates, and covers, favorable action. 2020-241, heating oil, favorable action. 2020-248, police personnel uniforms, favorable action. 2020-263, additional vendors for police uniforms, favorable action. 2020-259, video surveillance level 1, favorable action. 2020-260, certified accident reconstructionist, favorable action. 2020-262, radio circuits, favorable action. 2020-264, benchmark data management, favorable action. And last, 2020-254, supposed software maintenance service contract, favorable action.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions that were not asked in committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 120, the resolution relative to bids, stands passed. Next item on the consent calendar, actually, we should go to the two items that, we'll go to the two items that were removed later. The next item on the consent calendar is PCR 220, resolution relative to abatements, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiso.
Favorable action on PCR 120, relative to abatements.
Seconded
It's actually PCR 2-20, right. Resolution relative to abatements, which has become PCR 4-20.
Okay.
That's the amendment.
With an amendment. Okay.
They were removed.
Right.
I just need a second. We had the committee report, okay. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, if you could make the amendment, you're moving an amendment, Councilman?
Okay, the amendment on PCR 220 will be to reduce the monetary amount to $7,333.70.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
So the amendment stands passed. Councilman, if you want to move it as amended, I'll get a second.
You want the amendment?
No, we already did. So,
okay, move favorable action as amended.
Okay. And seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 220 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 220 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 320, a resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, if you could move it, Councilman.
You can move it through each individually?
You're going to move it first, right?
So move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
So regarding claim PCO 24-19, we're going to hold it till February 3rd, 2020.
Okay.
PCO 25-19 is being amended. And then PCO 28-19 is being held till February 3rd.
Okay, and we have to move the amendment. So if you could make it a motion for the amendment and state what it is and get a second.
Move to amend PCO 25-19, the no parking between the signs on Cador and Greenwich.
We're on claims.
Then never mind.
So you have down, I have down that Booth was 300 and Layden was 208.02 for claims.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Was there any, are those the only two claims? The other two were held?
Those are the only two claims for tonight on the claims consent calendar.
Okay. And so there was no amendments?
Not to those two, no.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded. There are two items on the claims calendar, one awarding Booth $300 and the other awarding Layden $208.02. Is there any questions on this motion relative to claims? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 320 stands passed. Two items were removed from the consent calendar. One is bid number 2020-225, which is now PCR 3-20. Committee report, finance. I believe that's hold till January 22nd?
It is hold till January 22nd at the request of the sponsor.
Okay, and the next item is abatements, which is number 10669. And number 10670, which now becomes PCR 4-20, committee report, finance.
It was held for executive session on February 3rd.
Held for executive session on February 3rd, if the clerk could note that we're going to have an executive session also. And the city council solicitor, if you could note executive session on that date. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1815, an ordinance regarding the trash collection of large items and heavy pickups. It's second passage, committee report, ordinance. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion on second passage on PCO 1815? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
PCO 1815 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1919, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the purchase of streetlights. We've already passed that because it was removed. Two and three we've already voted on at the beginning of the council meeting. Ordinance, so we'll go to number four, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommends hold till February 24th.
Held till February 24th.
Mr. President, sorry, just yes. For clarification, Mr. Chairman, in my notes it says hold till February 3rd. If my notes are wrong, I apologize.
PCO 1719, actually, I think you're right, Councilman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, held till February 3rd.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is PCR 180-19, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting a waiver exemption to ride regulations requirements. Committee report, intergovernmental. Is it?
I have in my notes, hold, Mr. Chairman.
It's hold till, I have a note here that it's being held till January 22nd.
Yes.
Yes, that is something that was passed on to me by Councilman McElroy.
I believe it's not drafted, so we're going to hold that till January 22nd. Thank you. Next item is PCR 186-19, a resolution relative to, we've already voted on that, number six, that's the bond for the schools. PCR 187-19, a resolution relative to ratification of collecting. We've already done that. So we'll move on to eight. PCR 190-19, a resolution relative to claims. Councilman Sinapi, committee report, public safety. It says here held till January 22nd. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's from last meeting.
Okay. Committee report is to hold till January 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1019, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. That's first passage. It's not drafted. Ordinance, I have a note here that we're holding till February 3rd.
Correct.
That's held till February 3rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. Committee report, ordinance. So as that, my understanding was it was going to be amended. Okay, so it's favorable for an amendment, and then we were going to hold. Is that right? Yes. Okay. So, Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it, and then make your, and then we'll get a second, and you can make your amendment.
Okay, Mr. President, just want to make it clear that I vacate my request for the fiscal note, and make the following amendment.
So we got to get it moved first. So if you could move PCO 1519.
Okay, the amendment will be employees hired.
Councilman Lassa, we have to move it. We have to move PCO 1519 first.
Okay.
So
move PCO,
you'll make an amendment.
1519 as amended.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Okay, Councilman, if you could make a motion to amend and state the amendment, we get
okay,
a second.
The amendment will be to first withdraw the fiscal note request and to change on line 10, page 3, I believe it was, employees hired after the passage of this ordinance shall no longer be eligible for the city's medical insurance upon retirement.
Okay, and the way that it's written now is all employees, even if they're
correct.
Hired now. Okay, so that's the motion seconded by, are you seconding this? Yes, Councilman McAllister. Okay. So is there any discussion on the amendment? I understand, Councilman, that you wanted to amend this to make clear what the ordinance says, and then you wanted to hold it till February 24th?
That's correct. Held to February 24th. I wanted to make it clear right now that this did not
it's only for new
employees.
Employees. Okay. Is there any questions from council members? A yes is to approve the amendment, which would only make this ordinance subject to new hirees. Is there any discussion on that? I know there was discussion in committee. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. President,
yes.
I apologize. Thank you. So even though it's being held, we are allowed to vote on an amendment for clarification?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you had done in committee, so that's what I was following.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Amendment stands passed. Councilman.
And Mr. President, we'll move to hold that until February 24th.
Okay. A motion seconded by Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So it'll be held till February 24th. PCO 2219, an ordinance relative to council office space. That's not drafted. Committee report, public properties. My understanding is being held till January 22nd.
Correct.
Okay, held till January 22nd. PCO 2419, an ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. The committee report public safety. Is that being held till February 3rd? Is my note? Held till February 3rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2519, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs either side be erected from the southeast corner of Cardora and Greenwich until shortly after poll number one. Committee report, public safety.
Favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
So it's favorable action with an amendment.
So you're going to move it favorable action first.
Yep.
And seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman, if you can make a motion to amend and state what the amendment is.
So I move to amend in two locations. One, amend line two by deleting the word add and inserting by adding. And then in line nine, by deleting a short distance after poll number one and inserting poll number three.
Is there any, that's your motion to amend. Do I have a second on his motion? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Amendment stands passed. Councilman Sinapi, if you can move it as amended. Councilman moves PCO 15-19 as amended, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes. I couldn't hear you. Did I say 15? Bill. On the sheet it says 15. Okay. Stand corrected. 2519. Okay, so PCO 2519 as amended has been seconded. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yes. So that stands passed. I see what I did. I looked at the bottom instead of the top, so I apologize, Councilman Sinapi. Okay, so now we're on item 14. PCR 9417, bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services / Installation and Parts. Committee report, finance.
Pending file.
Move to the pending file. Next item, PCR 14817, bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at Cooper Building. Committee report, finance.
Pending file.
Move to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCR 13418, resolution to create a charter review committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold it till January 22nd.
Held till January 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding lease of the Cooper Building. It's not drafted. Committee report, public properties. I believe that's being held till February 3rd. Yes, held till February 3rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18419, a resolution relative to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till January 22nd.
Held till January 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19119, which is an abatement. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisar.
Move favorable action on PCR 191-19.
Seconded by Councilman McElroy, Councilwoman Travis, and Councilman Howe. If you could move the amendment.
the amendment will be to change the abatement number to 10648.
Do I have a second? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment changing the number? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 191-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 191-19 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
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 PCR 191-19 stands passed. Next item is PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance. I believe that's held till January 22nd.
Yes.
Held till January 22nd. Next item is also undrafted. It's PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Walk Public Schools.
Hold till February 3rd.
Committee report from Intergovernmental is hold till February 3rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2819, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's not drafted. Committee report, public safety. I believe that's held till February 3rd. Held till February 3rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold January 22nd.
Held till January 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3019, an ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property. That's not drafted. Committee report, public properties. Is that held till January 22nd, I believe?
Yes.
Held till January 22nd. This is an announcement for referral and advertisement. PCO 2619, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick Sundown Corporation. Sponsors Councilwoman Travis. That will be going out for referral and advertising. Second item for referral and advertising is PCO 2719, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Zarella Development. That's sponsored by Councilman Sinapi, and that will be going out for referral and advertising. Next, we will move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, Mr. President, I have unanimous consent for PCR 193-19, which is resolution authorizing release of a deed restriction and reversion on assessor's lot 213, plat 356.
And that appears on our docket. Is there any objection to that? If not, we don't have a recommendation for committee because it was unanimous consent, so you'd have to move the resolution and then have a discussion on it.
Move favorable action on PCR 193-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, go ahead if you could explain.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is something that we have already voted on. It was approved unanimously, and it's a situation of requiring a signature by the council president because of an action taken by the city council.
Okay.
So it's essentially a housekeeping issue.
And any discussion from council members? If not, a yes is to approve PCR 193-19, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
PCR 193-19 stands passed. Anything for unanimous consent, Ward 6?
No.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8? Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
I make a motion we move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis makes a motion move to the docket session. seconded by Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Council stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
I have one. It is a no parking signs on the north side of Hall Street. No parking on the north side of Hull Street, H-U-L-L.
Public properties. Public safety. Yeah. That'll go into public safety. Anything else from Ward 1 to docket? No. Ward 2, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Okay, so we'll put that in ordinance. You couldn't hear that? All right, could you repeat that for the clerk so she could write it down? Your mic isn't on, by the way. I don't think it's on.
That's a first. To establish a commission which to establish LED signage guidelines.
Okay, we're gonna put that in ordinance. Yes, next.
The next is an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1, monthly reports to the City Council by the Director of Public Works.
Intergovernmental.
The next one is an ordinance. Installation of traffic control signs. The Department of Public Works shall install all traffic control signs. Approve the traffic study within 30 days.
Public safety.
Next one is a resolution. Crosswalks in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane.
Public safety.
Next one is a resolution to repair damage at Lippitt Park.
Resolution to
repair damages to Lippitt, the entrance of Lippitt Park. There was an automobile accident there 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
Or so.
Finance.
Next one is a resolution install street sign at Lenox Avenue and Warwick Neck Avenue.
Public safety.
The next one is a reflection on PCR 144-19, and it's to install traffic signs as approved unanimously by the City Council on October 7th, 2019.
So it's a resolution to install?
Yes. We passed a resolution.
Okay, I'm just thinking of what committee it would go into. We'll just put it in finance. That's it?
That's it.
Ward 6, anything to docket? Ward 7? Ward 8? It's a restriction or an ordinance? Intergovernmental. Well, we'll put in public properties, okay, if you could change it, public properties. Anything else? That's it. Ward 9 passes. The council stands in adjournment, and we're out for the night. Thank you.